people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
They come for potent it. They be flopped them over it. Back on my feet just like I'm posted to get. Lifting up my latidity, y'all token chicks. You ain't really hot, you just imaging politics. You prototype, y'all duplicates and melophilia. Sounding the silliest. Storm additions of hits like Al Yankovic. I never been kept it in suspense like a scene out of Scream. Legacy like Narcia Jones, I'm repping for Queen. Doing royal things, locking down for offspring. Posing, be a bunch of backpackers and mic swings. We all first string. Spitting the jewels that bling bling. And when I hit mainstream, y'all niggas can bite me.
Live and direct. Yeah, we take it over. Live and direct. Yeah, we move like special forces, Green Beret. Live and direct. Yeah, that's the reason why none of y'all can. Yo, these is ghetto-bound scripts for pseudo-MCs to breathe off of. I vaporize tracks like mentholyptus with active ingredients coming straight from the yardie. My click rolls thicker than the Black Panther Party. Up next for Generation X. Most of these rap cats is barely fresh. And when they carry me, they gon' bury me with a mic on my chest. With a wide crowd looking, but for now, these mic minerals is eye-towel cookings getting seasoned on. We throw blades of various shapes for the crates and CDs and those still married to tapes. Bahamadi up in the spot with Cali agents and chops for all you big shots that thought you had this rap game locked.
Man, forget about it. Whenever we got beef, nigga, we spit about it. Get in a stance and swing hands. You better change the plans. It's not going down like that. You in this game with some serious cats, perhaps. We get adapt to those that spit flows. Keeping them on their toes, hope it don't come to blows. Cause if it come to that, then we laying them flat. I hit these niggas so hard, you think I'm spraying a gat. We at these MCs, never smoking the trees, I think. On the blink, off some serious drinks. Fresh dip with some serious links. We make cash, put my foot on the gas and smooth rip a nigga's ass.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE the Navigator. In studio with L Boogie. L Boogie is in the building. What's up, L Boog?
Happy Monday night.
It is Monday.
Gloomy Monday night.
It's been raining all day. Shout out to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going to start out with a shout out to the Timberwolves for making this playoff off season really exciting. I know there were a couple injuries. That put us in a real situation to go deep in the playoffs, but I wish a speedy recovery to one of my favorite players of the Wolves, Dante DiVincenzo, has really shown that
he's needed.
I think he's really shown how skilled of a player and how important of a piece to what the Wolves do. An amazing defender, a really solid distributor, and a lethal three-point shooter.
Yes.
And so for that young man to go out so early in game four, and then to sustain an injury that has him out for a while. You know, we're sending prayers to Dante and his family. I know Wolves Nation, we're struggling a little bit. Then we had Anthony Edwards, who was just coming back from an injury, you know, injuring his knee, hyperextending the knee, out for a couple weeks. And, you know, keep the faith out there, Wolves Nation, and those of y'all suiting up today. I know they're out in Denver for game five, but you know, we're gonna send some good energy y'all's way, so you can recover from the losses from your teammates and still, you know, maintain that killer spirit and that defensive intensity that has brought you thus far this season and clearly this first round of the playoffs. So. And I'm going to start out our show like that, giving some praise to the Wolves who made all of us, you know, around the country, you know, say, oh, what's this Timberwolves team all about? So You know, good to see that, but disheartened, of course, by those major injuries.
So then there was that scuffle. The Joker and McDaniels.
That was none.
Well, I mean, it cost...
That was not like the Malice in the Palace.
Okay, no, but it did cost the Joker $50,000.
That's nothing.
But then they find Julius Randle, not Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, because Jaden didn't do anything.
Technically.
If you think about it, he just took the shot. Joker rushed him. It was Julius who was pushing people. Jaden just kind
of... I think he was doing it, though. It looked like he was doing it to get people out of the way, to break up the fight. It didn't look...
He was really kind of... He pushed Bruce Brown.
I mean, he looked...
He was defending his teammate because Joker rushed up on him, you know, and Gobert was... I mean, they were defending Jaden, but it was interesting. Jaden just decided to throw... You know, he was like, I'm playing till the end of the game. Brad, I've seen bench clearing situations where the opposing team responds that way if you take that last shot when you're already up by 10 or 12. But the Joker didn't need to do all that. And so I'm with you. Like, come on. You know, that's all he gets is a $50,000 fine. But, you know, Joker, as I said it the other night, Joker... is one of those protected players. You know, certain players in the league, they're not going to get suspended. I've even thrown a punch.
And for people who didn't see it,
yes,
what happened was the game, they had stopped playing, and Jaden McDaniels, so the ball was left on the court. Everybody started kind of dispersing, but he went down.
Well, no, that's not what they still
I'm reading
had,
it.
Yeah, they still had
time. That's
what
Joker said.
They still had time on the clock.
Yes, I'm reading it verbatim, though. Yeah, that's just how he described it.
Yeah, there was still time on the clock. The game was already decided. The Wolves are up by 12, 13 points. There was about... And Jaden is, you know, dribbling, and nobody's defending him, and he just goes down and lays the ball up with like two, three seconds left because he had to run a timeout.
Laid the ball up
Joker didn't like, and like I said, it's an unwritten rule that maybe a player will just dribble it out and not take a shot. Jaden, who clearly has already put it out there that he doesn't think highly of the Nuggets, you know, did he consciously do it? He kind of seemed like he unconsciously did it, but anyway.
Consciously, yes, he did, because that court was clear. They were already walking. The Joker had to run. He ran from one end of the court to the Wolves bench. Like, he literally ran across. The court was clear when Jaden took that shot.
Well. Hold on. There were other players at the other end.
I mean, they were walking to their bench.
And most of the T-Wolves players were still on the other side because everyone, there was a still or outlet pass.
I'm painting a visual here. There was nobody playing, and there was nobody at center court. There was nobody really anywhere except on the ends walking towards their bench because there was so little time left in the game. And as Joker said, we agreed we'd all stop playing. You all saw it. It's an unwritten rule. I get it. I was just sharing that's what the Joker said from his perspective. And it was an unwritten rule. So I look at that as Jaden McDaniels antagonized in one way as well. Because he was clowning, and he's known for clowning them and getting under their skin. That's how he plays.
He did.
However, he did do that. You don't get fined for unwritten rules.
No.
But it was antagonizing them, too.
He clearly should not. He didn't. I mean, just from a player behavior in that situation, Jaden McDaniel didn't do anything against the rules of the game.
No, he did
not. Right? The written rules. This unwritten rule about, you know, does someone take a shot near the end? I mean, that happens, and sometimes, not all the time, people respond in a way where they're angry. Every time that happens, people don't do that, though. I'm just pointing that out. So the fact that Joker elevated, amped.
Right.
right? Clearly the aggressor.
He walked up to him. Jaden grabbed the Joker's jersey.
He didn't walk up to him. He rushed him.
He was standing.
He rushed him, and then Jaden did the game where he pulls him in, so it looks like, you know, Joker's even more aggressive.
He was holding his dress.
But he rushed
his jersey.
Him. I mean, he's a bigger dude. He rushed him. He rushed up on him, right? And you know, that is an aggressive act. Right, and I'm not going to say if somebody else did that same thing. If Rudy Gobert does that, they both got ejected, Randall and Joker. So I don't know what would happen. I mean, I think Joker's celebrity. He's won MVP. Sometimes with Jordan, they're the Jordan rules. They're these rules, you know, SGA, you can't touch him. Gosh, you just barely touch him, you're getting a foul call. So all these unwritten things that certain players have. It was an interesting, entertaining. The Wolves lost two of their starters in that game. They needed to send a message, and Jaden sent that message in game three and then backed it up, right, with incredibly intense defense, all the players, you know, and it's a playoff series. It gets chippy, you know. So I mean, I thought, you know, I think maybe in that sense, because it gets chippy, emotions are high, you know, for the Timberwolves, emotions are high because you lose two starters and then you lose your superstar, right, for at least 2 weeks, 2.5, maybe longer. You know, by then, who knows? They may not even be in the playoffs anymore. So that's an emotional vibe. Is that the reason why? You know, I don't know why Jaden decided, boom, I'm just going to do that. And then I could see why Denver responded that way, because they got rolled up. You know, here they are favored. They're a 3 seed. They're playing the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have won 3 games in a row after their first win at home. And I'm sure they're feeling a certain kind of way about it. And Jaden is talking stuff about their defense, clowning them. And, you know, it's
Can these new cats that are going to be out there tonight?
I'm give a shout out to Io. I don't know if Io and the rest of the Wolves, if they tune in, any of Io's folks out there, tell Io we like the way he gets down here on Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
Yes.
We appreciate his game.
Yes.
Because he's faster than everybody and finishes, you know, wow, did we need a spark plug at
he's
that
time. He's an exciting
time.
Player to watch.
And I hope, you know, if anyone talks to Finch, you know, 15, 20 minutes before the game, hey, give Terrence Shannon some run tonight. You're going to need him. The Wolves are going to be, they're going to have their back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not many teams, are going to lose two starters, including the superstar and lockdown defender in Devo. That's my new name for DiVincenzo. Y'all can pick that up, Devo. Most teams aren't going to survive those kind of losses.
No.
So, I mean, I think the Wolves can finish out Denver. I think that we match up well enough. There's enough depth. But, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But Wolves Nation, we got to stay with the crowd, keep their morale up, you know, show up as fans, you know, and anything can happen. Anything can happen. But major losses for the Wolves. So I didn't know we were going to go that deep into it. But
yeah,
thank you for going. Usually it's me and B, but you leaned in, too.
Well, you know, the Minnesota Lynx, too. Nafisa Collier.
Ah,
She's going to miss the first month of the regular season.
Oh, she's recovering off some. She had
ankle surgery.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I know she was a financier for that one league that they had. And then them ladies got paid. The ladies got paid. They definitely, the league came forward and put some more money in those salaries, up those contract rates. So probably to preserve the health and well-being, because to play in two separate leagues, you know, there's liability issues if you got investments. So maybe that's their goal, is to pay them well enough where they won't have to run another league adjacent to the primary league. But excitement in sports, disappointment with the injuries, right? And then of course the Vikings got some draft picks. We'll see how that plays out. The Lynx, we lost some players, kept some folks. Those ladies, we'll see how they show up. I'm sure they'll be ready to make another run. as well. Want to give folks a heads up. Check us out near the end of the month. We're right on the heels here of the start of Minneapolis American Indian Month. It starts first of the month, running through the end. Look for a hip-hop showcase near the end of the month. Check that out. We'll be giving out more intel on that coming up at Hook and Ladder. May 29th at the Hook and Ladder. So we'll be giving more info on that and talking about that throughout the month of May.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating our month, our Indigenous Peoples Month,
mm-hmm.
with some hip-hop artists.
That's right.
It's gonna be fly. It will. May 29, Hook and Ladder. More information will be coming out soon with the artists. But let me tell you, there's some good names.
Yeah, that's coming together, and it's unique here in Minneapolis. May is Minneapolis American Indian Month. There is the Indigenous or American Indian Month in November, the national deal. Yeah. There's Indigenous Peoples Day in October.
Oh, is that what I just said?
Yeah,
I got
that's
my
all right. That's all
up.
Good. That's all good.
But it is May 29th.
Yeah, it is May 29th.
American Indian Month.
More information to come forward soon. What else on the docket?
Remember Anthony Joshua?
Anthony Joshua.
The boxer.
Oh, yeah, the dude who whooped up on Paul. What's his name?
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
He's returning to the ring.
He was in that terrible car accident.
Yeah, he lost his two really, really good friends and coaches, too.
Yeah, that was over
somewhere.
He died
somewhere. In that crash.
Yeah, it was in Africa somewhere,
yeah,
right?
His, where he's from. But he'll fight for the first time in December. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I mean July.
Okay.
He'll take on Christian Pringa in Saudi Arabia in July.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm glad to see he's back.
I'm glad, you know, July 25th in Riyadh, but he'll be making a comeback, and I'll keep my eye open for that one. He knocked Jake Paul, the YouTuber turned boxer, out and won that fight
that
Jake Paul's company paid for.
He didn't just get two broken jaw. Yeah, he didn't just get whooped. He got rolled.
He did. But yeah, the car accident.
He was messing around with the wrong dude up in there.
The car accident happened in Nigeria 10 days after that fight. So just before New Year's Eve on December 29th is when that happened. But it was in Nigeria and it killed his two friends. One of them was, you could see him ringside during that fight. But anyway, I was happy to see that because he's an exciting boxer to watch for those that like to keep up with that side of boxing.
I know my cousin Chris will be peeping
our
that out.
That side of sports.
Definitely, definitely he will be peeping out. You know, tonight we are featuring the music of Antonia D. Reed, celebrating a birthday recently, April 22nd. Happy belated birthday to the one, the only Bahama Dia. Dope lyricist out of Philadelphia. Has collaborated with many, many, many artists over the years. Cold-blooded lyricist. Been doing it since the 90s, for sure. Worked with, let me see here, she's worked with a few folks. The Brand New Heavies, done some jazz stuff. Work with Talib Kweli, Dwelle, a couple cool tracks with her and Dwelle. I came across as I was putting together the playlist tonight. But we want to celebrate Bahama Dia. We're going to take a music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
My credentials involving instrumentals. Rhymes massage the cells in the mental. Relieves you of the vibe I that you was used to. A since the parting days up in the juice crew. My style been milked like a bottle of Yoo-Hoo. Was never MC Monkey, see Monkey do. I move through, baby, real natural. Pose for Illidale when it gets lyrical. Ooh, ooh, like Cool C used to do. I make the kids wanna roll like I fool. Shops the Mecca, course the planets, mad, dig. Allow me to pause.
and hit the morgue. Nanu, nanu. Wordplay. Is psychedelic, flow not prehistoric, metamorphic, will work like acid, no hat tricks, a classic, so park that ass like Jurassic, and check the matrix, completion like seven to overshadow the 666, complimenting zigzags, or wisdom like 5% is when doing mathematics, flip scripts like acrobatics, intrinsic in rapping like insulin to diabetics, text is didactic, with nutrients like mucilix, on wax, flex facts like hydraulics when vexed, the catch flicks by Mary Max or Kodak, I looks beyond the door like 100X. Wordplay.
Got a shop, studio, food truck, or side hustle with soul? KFAI loves small businesses that keep the Twin Cities vibrant. Underwriting with us gets your name out to listeners who care about showing up, buying local, and spreading the word.
Underwriting with KFAI is not just support, it's connection. Let's grow something good together. Learn more at kfai.org/underwriting.
Wanna do one as long as it's suited to be recruiting, so sort of body movement later for concentrating the moving units and such. My main focus is meditating on ways to work. Provide a gin, possibly rock up in the club. T3 done got it hot, so even the thugs, sluts, cut a rug, shoot love. Why the DJ cut it up? Girls thinking that they cute cause they boo humping on their butt. Yo, this one of the ones that old and young relate to. Infectious grooves making you get your mind synchronized and in time with my music. And if you can't dance, wanna clap your hands
to tell me how you feel. You keep it real.
Hit on like vehicular smacks with Mack trucks, the baseline banging as fuck. SVB on the hook, shook off the critic when I switch my shit up and had your arms in the atmosphere like particles of dust. Getting a rush like adrenaline busting out your anus dust. Ain't a war flower up in this piece posted up. Something different, encouraging your pelvic thrust. Like the ocean is prime, I made it funky enough. Fill it with the Jordan and the joint finally.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. KFAI, another assassination attempt this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a laughing matter.
I don't even want to give any media to it, but it's true. What is this, the third one?
It's a Washington, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is an annual event. That the president was attending with other members of the cabinet. A 31-year-old man charged through the security area, garnishing a weapon. I think was diverted, engaged with security guards. Shots were fired of the 1,500-plus folks. That were, was it 3,000? I think it was closer to 3,000. Of the numerous attendees, some could hear the shots fired. I think that individual has been detained and arrested. Not that melee ensued, but a lot of concerned folks, Washington insiders, who were at that event, who were clearly shaken by another. Assassination attempt, and the reason why we call it assassination attempt because apparently the dude had a manifesto and made it known that he was not feeling what the Trump administration has been doing while they've been in office.
No, and there was this, you can watch a 60 Minutes episode that aired, I believe it was last night, that the commander the president is interviewed.
You mean the comb-over in chief?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
By Norm O'Donnell. Mm. And he got kind of fiery in it because of the manifesto's verbiage of calling out the, you know...
pedophilia?
Yeah, and charge and other such things. Mm-hmm. But he was a part-time teacher out of California, Caltech graduate, and apparently was, you know, tracking and checking different opportunities and left message. I think it was like Friendly Federal Assassin was his nickname to his family that he sent. But, you know, it's a serious matter. And when we were watching it unfold, this is the protocol in the information age we live in. And it was just coming in so hot and fast with a ballroom full of media folks and mm-hmm. live TV of this happening, that mm-hmm. all this information came out right away. Mm-hmm. Wolf Blitzer apparently was right there. He got tackled by one of the Secret Service and they laid down on top of him to protect him because he was out there in the stairwell or hallway.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And okay. then there's conspiracy theories out there, as there always is, but this really seems like, you know, the dude wrote a manifesto, said what he wanted to do, shared it with people he knows, and got caught. He was carrying a 12-gauge pump action shotgun and a 38 caliber semi-automatic pistol. So, yeah, but he ran right through. He just buzzed. It was a beeline. You could see it. It was just a bee, just like, phew.
Totally,
and even Trump, the president like, even said, he goes, that was really fast when they showed the video.
It was kind of like a sprinter. I was like, wow, you in the Olympics. But, so that was, tragedy averted. No one was, I think the officer, there was an officer, five shots were fired. That's what. Information that's been shared with the public. Officer was shot, had a bulletproof vest on, is okay. Suspect has been arrested.
Yeah, but
I thought it was interesting. You mentioned the exchange with Nora O'Donnell and Trump. And, you know, Trump, who clearly has no qualms about saying nasty things to media, about other folks, doesn't hold his tongue, is incredibly disrespectful to all kinds of folks. When the interviewer, when Nora brought up, it was reading directly from the manifesto, it wasn't even her words.
Yeah.
He took offense, said she was disgraceful. I mean, he also took advantage of the moment by saying, oh, well, this is why we need a ballroom, right? Now, man, mind you, this correspondence dinner has never really been held at the White House, right? This is an event. And, you know, if you piss some people off and cut off their Medicaid and other benefits, then someone might take issue with that. And, when was the last time we had a sitting president who's had four assassination attempts?
So this is also the first time he's attended this. Didn't allow for the opening segment, which was usually by a comedian, which was, so Jimmy Kimmel, for example, did his own opening roast.
Gotcha.
And hurt the first lady's feelings, and now she's calling for his removal from TV because
isn't it ironic that the people who clearly have zero concern about the feelings of other human beings are also some of the most petty complainers when they're disrespected, when they disrespect everybody on a regular basis.
Well, you know how that is.
Well, no, I'm
not you being that way. I'm saying, people. I mean, you know people from your life that are like that, you know?
True.
They can't take it. They can't take what they dish out.
Hmm.
That's, you know, the old school way of saying it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Craziness.
So, yeah, now her feelings are hurt because Kimmel came at her in one subtle way, basically saying Epstein introduced them in his monologue. So you have to check it out on YouTube and see what his opening would have been for the correspondence dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Meanwhile, her husband calls everybody, you know, good people that I know, you know, that I cross paths with. That's the worst human being. That's the and then you you know, are you going to do what Will Smith does? Are you going to slap Jimmy Kimmel? Nope. You ain't, you know. I'm just trying to put it in perspective in terms of the games that are being played. And this is not, well, again, not to diminish the seriousness of an attempted assassination where other people could have gotten shot.
They could have.
This thing could have been really, really bad. So I'm glad that tragedy was averted. It's just interesting how it's being characterized in the aftermath as if the first family is without responsibility for, you know, a lot of terrible things that have been said and done while they're in office.
Yeah. It's
including destroying
another,
you know,
day in
the
life.
White House and attempting to build a building illegally without going through the process. And now you have to put it on hold.
Okay, now you're going in another direction.
Well,
about the ballroom.
Not really.
No, I mean about the ballroom
now.
Yeah. And the dinner would never be held there anyway because it's not a neutral ground. And it's for this kind of a ballroom, you know, this kind of a dinner. They would not hold that. At least that's what they're saying, is they would not have ever held it there anyway if that was built. But this is the same hotel Reagan was attempted assassination on Reagan.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they say it's a very secure building. This was the lowest level of security clearance and setup that the administration chose to have for this event. Mm. Not to say that maybe... So they're reviewing their protocols and seeing if they need to upgrade their security for events nowadays. I mean, after the fourth... assassination attempt, you're now deciding to review the protocol. But anyway, I mean,
I don't know. Some people, I'm sure people on the right, people that are supporters of the comb-over in chief will just, you know, think of, well, this is the worst thing that's happened. Again, I don't remember the last time that there were four assassination attempts on a sitting president, right? I think that says more about him than it does about the would-be assassins, right? If you've created that much disruption, right, you got that much blood on your hands, you know, maybe people are not cool with that. So
yeah,
anyway,
well,
and I would like to say this, that our beliefs and opinions here on this show may not be shared by the board of directors or others within the KFAI structure.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody has their own beliefs nowadays. We all, you know, we all are quick to express it, whether it's via social media or memes and you know, it's the day and age of information, which is also the day and age of a lot of opinions and a lot of opine and a lot of thoughts and perspectives. It's a volatile time right now.
It's a confusing time.
It is a confusing time.
I think and some of that is intentional and some of that
is
just the reality that we are in. I want to give a shout out to Pete Lee for always giving shouts out to us. Hope his drive home was safe. Y'all be safe out there. I know there's a lot of rain coming down. We'll take another music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Does your car drive more stress than miles? If your vehicle costs you more time and money than it's worth, consider donating it to KFAI. Not only will you avoid the hassles of repairs and selling, but you'll also be making a meaningful contribution to KFAI. The process is simple and free, and your generous donation is tax deductible. Just call 855-277-2346 or donate online at kfai.careasy.org.
Physical presence is pure, patting it back to metaphors, beating them in the Dell style. Wow, analyze my memoirs, running on 8-4, poetic, meteors, soaring way beyond. I am epitome to all juvenile flam. My syncopated soul piercing earlobes and egos, while vocals register, set my hardcore to the grain.
Lame game, plain Jane MCs can approach these. I shake chumps like fleas, I hold the keys to drive you, guide you, provide you with the rare gems. And hear my clam, I throw the phlegm. The architect selecting the blueprints to rid the game of nuisance. Sucker reducing with the fusion. Rhymes solid like cement in my musical solution. Stacking concrete flows, look out below.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. That was a cool little collab with the Guru and Bahamadia. What else is going on? Here in a state, legislators are continuing their work, trying to find solutions. Working collaboratively in as much as they can in a divided legislature, the most divided legislature in the country. So your tax dollars at work. I think they may end up agreeing on some things. I don't know if it'll be most things, but they will agree on some things, and then we'll go fight it out in elections. The primary election in August this year. And general in November. So the midterm elections that we've been talking about for months now, just pleading for time to pick up and get us closer. Still, you know, we got the summer, of course. You will be bombarded with information on candidates. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Do not fall for the flim-flam. Make sure you know what the real is.
How do you find what the real is?
That's a good question. Media, podcasts.
KFAI.
KFAI. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We do what
Democracy.
We can to share.
Democracy, Scooby-Doo. Rarocracy.
Anyway, a good catch there. A lot of different...
Do your diligence.
Do your due diligence.
You know,
there's a lot of podcasting activity out there.
Yeah, you gotta fact check. You gotta fact check.
Like, gotta fact check. So don't just listen to one thing. You know, try to get through the noise. There's a lot of distraction out there that clearly is geared toward indecision. I think is the ultimate goal for the noise, right? If there's an intentionality. What other outlets do you think are important, Elbug? Where do you get your information?
I mean, you can watch C-SPAN.
C-SPAN?
And listen for yourself.
I know you watch a lot of MS Now. That's the new...
But I still fact check.
Yeah. But that's the
I
new...
I double check. I look things up. If I hear something, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
If I read something, I'll look it up. I fact check it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm never one to take anything really mm-hmm. as face value for anything.
But if you're a progressive, MS Now, which is the new MSNBC, you could check that out. There's a news... Is it News Now?
News Nation.
News Nation. Which is that more kind of an in-between moderate type?
Their attempt is to straddle the fine line of perspectives, like mm-hmm. Cuomo is one of the...
Sure.
It was really the only one I'll give any sort of attention to if I listen to it, just for a different perspective. But I got to turn it off when he has certain people on because I can't. I just can't. Sure. However, sometimes what he'll do is he'll bring on both sides and have them debate an issue. And it's, you got to be in a, you know, put on a positive mindset, growth mindset. You know, you're listening to learn, and take a deep breath, have a mindful moment, and then hit play and listen to the Cuomo debates with both sides. If you don't want to get riled up at the sometimes the absolute absurdity of the arguments and the rudeness of the debate, gone are the intellectual dialogue you could have about something, and instead it's smear campaigns. And
civility is not the, the most important element anymore.
I've only seen one. There might be more, you know, I'm sure there's more, but I've only seen one that's been a really civil debate worth watching. And they even thanked each other and was like, yeah, well, we're friends actually outside of here. And they're both, you know, and that it was easier to listen to rather than just the attacking and the disintegration into assaults of a conversation rather than intellectual debate. However, if you are someone like myself who likes to use data to make informed decisions, who likes to listen to different perspectives and draw your own conclusions based on well-researched or investigated and well-read information, then turn on our News Nation Cuomo and wait for one of the episodes where he has people come on and debate.
And you could, I do think in our age, the current age we are in, there is not a absence of information. There is an abundance of information. We have streaming services. If you miss something, if you miss the evening news, you can watch it, probably rebroadcast it. If you do your research, and you should, so the stuff... the information that El Boog was talking about, that is politics on a national level. What is happening, the interplay between Congress and the administration, the interplay with certain campaigns that are happening, usually for congressional candidates, U.S. Senate candidates, an analysis of that. But that, if you're looking for... Go ahead.
That's an important point because, you know, typically, we know our candidates and we get our information via mailers and texts and all that, their sites. But that's an important point because if you recall the Minneapolis mayor race, I knew of one candidate well, another candidate pretty well, but I didn't really know the rest. And I felt like, you know, that's when it becomes a little bit harder to understand who is a good source for you to pick that's aligned with your values or aligned with your perspective or will make the decisions that you think are important and align with what you believe is the right decision or perspective to have. That's when it gets a little bit harder, and that's when you really do have to dig and do a little bit of work, talk to different folks, but find the data and the facts, because there's a lot of opinions and a lot of passion around certain candidates on either side of the aisle, but across the board. And I had to dig a little bit, and I found there was NPR had a good survey that I was able to take to assess, you know, really who's really aligned with my viewpoints and where policies and such, and able to narrow down. So that was a good source when I was looking for more information that was data informed when it came to candidates. There was many good candidates in that example that I used, and that's why I chose it. Other races like the Senate race, I mean, who are you picking, Klobuchar or the MyPillow guy?
That's the gubernatorial race.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. U.S. Senate candidates, Peggy Flanagan.
Yes. Angie Craig.
Angie Craig will be battling out on the Democratic side. Royce White.
I think he may not have an opportunity anymore.
Oh, no. About
I
that,
think
brother.
That there's some rumblings that I'm asking him to step aside.
But yeah, the dude who ran up his tab and put it on his campaign finance disclosure forms when he was at the strip club, that's Royce White. Not sure what's going to happen in that race. And a lot of other, you know, this is a very important electoral year. because all of the constitutional officers, the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, mm-hmm. secretary of state, state auditor, they're all on the will all be on the ballot. The House and the Senate, all of those members are going to be on the ballot as well. So this is going to be a really interesting Minnesota House and Senate. And then, you have the congressional members. If Amy Klobuchar ends up, at the top of the heap after the governor's race plays out, then her seat will need to be filled as well. So a lot of things that are important. And I think for, y'all been walking with us for a few years now. You've been taking them baby steps. Why don't you step up a little and start, looking through the archives of the city council meetings or the video or audio recordings or the state legislature. Start with your elected officials that represent you. Go see what their bills are. If you can, you pull up that Minnesota legislative page, you can go look for Bobby Joe Champions of Northsider. Mm-hmm. Look for
Aisha Gomez.
Omar Fateh, who represents mm-hmm. the south side of Minneapolis. Aisha Gomez. Look for those members of the legislature and look what they're doing. Look at the bills that they are supporting. Look at, listen to some of the debate. Esther Bogjay, who's been on our show. We've had a few of these folks on our show to share different things, but get to know who they are. Get to know about them, what's important, what issues are important, what committees do they sit on. Again, this is a participatory process. And necessary for the citizenry, you and I, to get out there and be a part of it, do our due diligence, do our homework. That's what it is about. That's what we're hoping to convince you, that your time is important because these policies are important, as we are seeing. If things go terribly wrong, you're needed even more, but do your due diligence. We're going to take a quick music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah, this joint right here go out to all the ordinary females around the way, to all the so-called cornballs, the commonwealth broads, the broke broads, still won't get their little shine on. Short ducats, wing frontin', living their life like fuck it, yeah. He go with special acknowledgement for those who get a listen and talk of women who been even to my welfare recipient, sister. Low budget connoisseur who gets his shopping on in Walmart and dollar stores, and no concern for becoming designer label whores, whose motto was forever pay less to get more. No facade, like I said, is known to build the confidants. Not a stranger to lay away your bargain racks at the mall, entire life revolves around cutting corners and cutting cores. Here's the final sale and get the 50% off. Join with the cheesy MO who ain't ashamed at all. A wardrobe full of fashion knockoffs, this for y'all. Cheap chicks, my stricken by poverty chick, kinda average baller with fleet, but try to keep quick. Out here in the open on some love, he gon' be shit. Struggle ain't no secret, dog, you feel me? Cheap chicks, my stricken by poverty chick, kinda average baller with fleet, but try to keep quick. Out here in the open on some love, he gon' be shit. Struggle ain't no secret, dog, you feel me? For my red tag.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
Be a part of things real grown people about. Valor cut the childish like behavior all out. No mind games, multiple dating in the same time frame. What is really doing these days? Giving me migraines, I'm drained. Can't pretend no more. This soul don't yearn, something solid and secure. Trying detour, really from the path for more. Ain't but so much trick in the treating you going score for. Take a toll, run its course. Leave you hurt, numb, bitter, loss, either or. At a crossroad, choose, win, lose, draw. Need a new start with somebody who'll give me they all. And show me it's safe to put down my guard.
All right, right, welcome back, Twin Cities. I don't know. I think Bahama Dia is one of the coldest MCs of all time on a female side of the ledger. What are your thoughts, L Book? I maybe haven't heard as much Bahama Dia as I have, but what do you think? Is she smooth with it?
Yeah, I think she flows real quick, real smooth, real. It's that smooth, like butter uh-huh. voice.
That's that Philly style. Philly kind of has that.
Real fast, but real smooth.
Yeah, Philly kind of has that. That's endemic of how they get down in Philly, to be honest, right?
I'd have to play it on that slow speed at first and read the lyrics.
So you know what she's saying. Uh-huh. She's using a lot of words. She's building. I was rapping to one of my cats who, in preparation for the show we put together, right? We were chopping it up, and he shared a rhyme. He shared something with me. I was like, yo, man, you kind of got a little Bahama Dia feel. And he was like, oh, thank you. You know, if you get that kind of recognition. So amongst the heads, you know, the underground hip-hop heads and the backpackers, you know, and, you know, those true hip-hop fans, you know, from that golden age era, that style, a lot of appreciation for Bahama Dia and what she does as a lyricist. So, anyway.
Another, if you didn't know, now you know.
If you don't artist. Know, now you know. Hey, the Timberwolves game is coming on tonight. They're not done yet.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, did I? So at 9:30, you'll send out your Wolves sign.
You're counting down the minutes. I know.
I will be there checking it out. What else is going down? Have we heard? I mean, everything, all news has been... you know what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that is pretty much dominated. Meanwhile, I don't know where we are with Iran.
Same.
It's the craziest time politically, where you know something else. Oh, we're gonna wipe this civilization off the face of the earth.
Even bring that up,
right?
Again,
and then you're like, oh, okay. Well, we brought some more boats over here. We're gonna usher it through. We're gonna help y'all get these boats through this oil, so that oil can keep making it through. So apparently, oil is a high priority in this mix. Maybe more so than the politics and dynamics, human relations concerns that some have raised when it comes to Iran. But I just see it as more of an offensive, imperialistic, you know, power grab type of deal. I mean, that seems more obvious than anything
money,
else.
Money, 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 money. Like, you know, those cartoons when it goes cha-ching and they in their eyeballs are not pupils. They're actually dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see the Commander in Chief.
It's kind of like the Mario Brothers game when we play that. We try to get
those little
the coins.
Blocks.
We're trying to get the coins. Like,
where's every opportunity to collect a coin?
They're clearly in that lane. For sure.
I need to be in that. Well, not in his style, though. I need to collect a coin on the local level.
The grift continues. It's the great,
in a legit way.
The great American grift. Any other news? Let's see who's on the way out. We don't know. Another distraction or maybe a real serious situation. We don't know. And that's probably how they want us. They want us confused and not really understanding what's going on and, you know, wanting to complain about how you're characterized when you are disrespectful and diminishing to everyone who doesn't see things, the world, or your policies your way. That's the reality we live in right now.
Yeah. This day really sums it up for us. This rainy day, this gloomy day, this cast over day right now that I think some of us feel as like a couple more years ahead, a couple more years of it. But that's why it's so important, folks. We got to really rally this midterm and next season. We got to bring up some folks who, you know, if you start hearing them talk about, I don't know if I'm going to vote. have a good discourse with them, a good conversation with them. Mm-hmm. We need votes. We need to turn. We need to change over the administration. We need a new regime in place so that we can start working for the things we actually need. Actual policies, actual bills, actually legislation that will do things for affordability, that will tackle that, that will help us have jobs in the future that are not taken over by AI, have an environment that's protected and sustainable from data centers, have protect our parks and our reserves and our woodlands and our waterways here in Minnesota, very specifically, mm-hmm. like the Boundary Waters, from copper mining and other pollutants that want to dig up our richness that we have in this state and across the country. I mean, that's going with all the National Park Services too. But and we need to really, really improve our education. Mm. We really got to focus on that, because the debt that all our, that the Minneapolis School District has occurred on top of a tax debt, and then the other debts that other schools are occurring across the United States. Like, where's our priority? If we're giving all this money to the military, I'd love to see a new administration come in and say, we're going to prioritize education and job training and sustainability and affordability. That and healthcare, because, you know, I'm a big advocate for healthcare. That's super important. But let's just turn out the votes at every level. Folks, talk to your family, talk to your friends. Help them understand why it's important that they turn out their vote, because we need some people in now that will fight for what we actually need as our human needs.
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anything people don't already know.
Yeah.
But we really need people who will act on it.
I think the time is now. I mean, I think we've mentioned this as you've made your way around conventions and your effort here with in CD5. We're meeting a lot of people that CD5, 5th Congressional District. We're meeting a lot of people that want to get involved, are clearly incensed by what happened with the occupation of the city earlier this year by the Trump regime. Many people are trying to turn that anger, that frustration, that negative energy that just predominated our region here for a few months. They have now, they're energized. They want to get busy, you know. So have those, convene those conversations with your friends and your family members. Let's not be afraid to talk about politics. There's never been a more important time to engage. And really discuss what's happening in our society. Usually politics is boring and people are like, okay, there's other things I like to talk about it. I'd like to talk about, but we are not at that moment. You got to rise to meet the moment. And the moment now is to really, if you don't understand, take the time to educate yourself. There's so much information out there, so many opportunities, so many politicians who are fighting a good fight, so many staff people, so many folks like us who are out here talking about this very, very important responsibility we have, and that is to stay engaged in our public policy conversations.
And to bring people in.
Yes.
And help them stay in the party and involved wherever their passions lie.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that their strengths allow them. If you are I have a good friend with you, activist on the front line, holding up the sign in people's face, speaking on behalf of us Indigenous people. And I love it. I love the passion and energy. And then there's folks such as you, babe, that you're at the state capitol and you're pushing through different bills and advocating on behalf of the tribes for the state of Minnesota. So find your lane and go help lift up our communities.
Right. We'll be back next week, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're up out of here, y'all. Go Wolves. We'll be back next week.
Health Notes is next. Stay tuned for that. Have a good night.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Run into Loki. Your first name is King.